Doug Harsh, Gator out today. Back from vacation. Hope everybody's been doing well. Trip out west. We'll kind of get into some of the stuff that happened a little bit next hour, but recapped it to begin the show in great detail. If you're interested, you can check it out using the Audacy app. Get it for your mobile device today, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Then you can listen to this show and all the shows here on 97.1 The Ticket from anywhere in the country. And look, trade deadline time. If you are planning on being out of town sometime in the next week, we are 1 week away from the trade deadline. And the Tigers are at least defining themselves as a team that has every right to be aggressive. A recent skid has certainly, I would say, served as a motivator to say, let's not stand pat. That feels to me like it's kind of low-key good news. I'd rather they were just playing great and still bought. But, you know, there's, I would say that the sense of urgency, the motivation to make a deal, has probably been ramped up. But how are you dealing with this recent slump? And what I mean by that is not like personally, are you in therapy or anything like that? I just mean like, are you view it that your feelings are unchanged? This team's still a World Series contender. You're still planning on going to a bunch of games. You're still excited for the games every night. Are you in the maybe a little bit less optimistic? You don't like it at all, but it, you know, you're encouraged that they can still make a deal and right the ship here. An injection of life. You know, seasons are so long. Weird things happen where just getting a new player can invigorate everybody. I can help everybody. Are you very concerned? Hey, they need to make a big move or this is going to be a problem. Or do you think this is a mortal blow? Like this is the beginning of the end. And there's a lot of stages in between. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your phone calls. Dale's in Plymouth and he's on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Dale? Dale, are you there? Dale, hello. No good. From an unnamed texter, anyone jumping off the bandwagon after a poor stretch of 10 games, are they not allowed to jump back on in August or September? I'm not big on fan rules. I mean, there's... like I said earlier, how you feel about this might be a reflection of how much you watch this team or the game in general. I mean, didn't the Yankees get shut out three straight games earlier this year? This is a legitimate World Series contender. You know, we went through the top teams in Major League Baseball, record-wise, Milwaukee, Houston, and Toronto, and they all have had similar stretches to this Tiger stretch. Similar stretches to this Tiger stretch. So, and you can find snapshots in time where teams look brutal. It's just our turn to go through it. And we've kind of been warning people that this is going to happen. 248-539-9797. Nobody wants this Tiger slump to end like my family. I've been a complete grump over the last 10 games. Nobody wants this Tiger slump to end. Okay. I was like, what happened to your family? No, I'm going to read this how probably, so I wouldn't have been confused. Nobody wants this Tiger slump to end as much as my family wants it to end. I've been a complete grump over the last 10 games. All right, there you go. That makes more sense to me. My panic meter is about 6.5 right now. What keeps that meter from pegging at 10 is seeing how they lose. There are still lots of smiles and laughs in the dugout. Well, I mean, that might be indicative of them panicking, but this happened in 2006. Jimmy Smokes had a closed-door meeting to let them all know it wasn't acceptable. When will Hinch be a leader? Well, I think he's been a great leader. You can't overplay that card. Those things happen and we never hear about them, by the way. Not really that concerned. I've been saying all season that we are not going to sustain the 100-win pace that they were on until somewhat recently. Now you're seeing the regression towards the mean leveling out. I think we win 94 games or so. We do need to make some consequential acquisitions at the deadline, though. It's from Dom and Livonia. 94-win team is a really, really good team and probably well in line with a division winner. 248-539-9797. Kang, you have anything to add before we get back to the phone calls?
Well, you know, your question about are you concerned, how concerned should you be? Rieger yesterday asked me if he was overreacting because he was kind of in panic mode. And I think that I don't think your concern level should be super high, and I don't think you should be overreacting. But I think you should be reacting, and you should have some level of concern. You know, like you don't want to think this to slip away, but also realize You're still in first place. You have a very good lead in the division. I'm not too worried about the division. I'm worried about the overall AL, though. I do think it matters to be the top record in the American League. So with that being said, I think Scott Harris and upper management, they owe it to this team, to A.J. Hinch, to do whatever they can at the trade deadline to help this roster. Nothing is guaranteed. You mentioned earlier Baltimore. Look where they're at now compared to where they were last year. They probably thought they were sitting pretty. Great farm system, right? Playing well, making the playoffs, and then all of a sudden the bottom can drop out. You just don't know what's going to happen, and you don't want to think negatively, but I think you also don't want to forget the moment that you're in, and that goes back to giving this team and this management and manager and A.J. Hinch the best roster possible to do something this year. These opportunities, you don't know how long they last, how long they want. You know, we all want to think roses and stuff like, hey, you know, 3-4-5 year window with the great farm system, but you don't know. And I'm not saying sell the farm. I'm very interested in what Harris is going to do, Doug, because he's going to walk this tightrope, I think, trying to help the team but not give up too much, which every team is trying to do. The problem is, a lot of competition this year for those players.
Yep, a lot of competition. You know? Yeah, but the Tigers, the good news for the Tigers is they have a lot to sell, right? I mean,
They do, but how much does he want to give up? How aggressive is he going to be? To me, his short time here, he doesn't seem that an overly aggressive type of president.
The one thing about it is as much as they are in a good spot, they have somewhat immediate needs. And what I mean by that is Gleyber Torres going to be here next year?
Nope.
Who's the shortstop next year?
Not sure.
Do they have three locked in solid? We know they're going to be here for the next 4 or 5 years, outfielders. And I bring those up because their top prospects are two middle infielders and a center fielder are amongst their best. So as much as we could sit here and say, yeah, you sell, who's playing second base next year? Is it one of the guys down in the minors? I mean, more likely McGonigal than Rainer because he's out. Is Max Clark part of the mix next year? Like, they have immediate needs. And I guess maybe next year isn't immediate, but, you know, that feels like a team that's that wants to hang on to their guys, right?
Absolutely. Because listen, I mean, as much as we love this team right now, I think we all kind of agree they're playing a little bit above their heads and what we expected, right? Mm-hmm. Where they have actual elite talent is in the minor leagues, in the system, where I feel more confident about, you know, the ceiling those guys have. That's why I want to help this team now, because people bring up the Dodgers losing. The Dodgers have elite talent. They do. Look at their roster, you know, from 1 through 9. I don't think you can confidently say that about the Tigers. So where their elite talent is in the minor league system, but do you want to gut that to help guys right now? Like I said, this is going to be... I'm very interested to see what's going to happen in the trade deadline. I don't know how Scott Harris is going to attack this.
Yeah, I'm going to guess he's probably not selling off any of the three that I just mentioned. But that doesn't mean they still don't have attractive stuff to sell. And there's some reporting out there on what it might cost. We'll get that before the day is done. But, they're in a great spot still. They're in a great spot to buy. And they are in a position where, you know, teams are going to call the Tigers. I mean, I feel like if the Mariners come up with an acceptable deal to go get Eugenio Suarez, that Arizona would be smart to say, hey, we need your final offer because we're about to trade him. Because the Tigers could probably top just about anything anybody can offer.
Well, everyone wants a great farm system and a great major league team, right? It's really hard to do both. It really is. And sometimes, which one do you want to focus on?
Well, I think you should focus on a great major league team when you can.
But that means trading those prospects.
But you know, it's interesting. As I just mentioned, there's a shelf life on so many of these guys and their time in Detroit that they're going to need to be replaced. And the Tigers seem to have the material to replace them from within house, which might prevent them from making a massive deal. They'll make a deal. His question is this going to be one of those subtle bullpen arms, or are they going to try and go get an Alcantara or a Suarez, a starting pitcher of consequence, or a third baseman of consequence? 248-539-9797. Get to more of your phone calls and feedback. We'll get into some of the particulars reporting of what players might be available. Coming up before the show is done, it is Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.